Matthew chapter 24. In Matthew 24, Jesus lays the bridge between the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation. Before Jesus gives us any details about the end of time, he warns us not to be deceived, which he repeats four times throughout the chapter. In verse 5 he says, "Many shall come in my name and shall deceive many." If we refuse to believe Jesus, then we can spin any theory that our audience will like. Our Jesus will not allow his bride that he loves to go through the tribulation. Never, ever will he do that, because we are blessed. Don't forget to stay blessed by sending in your tithes and those extra gifts for receiving that extra blessing. Did I hear an amen? Listen to this theory. Enoch was taken up before the flood, so the Lord will also take us up. Now, if you look at the Age of the Earth pamphlet, then you will see that Enoch was taken up 734 years prior to the flood. This does not exactly apply to the pre-tribulation rapture. One preacher had the audacity to say that Jesus talks a little bit in circles in Matthew 24 when he talks about his return. Well, let me reiterate, Jesus is as clear as a bell about his return. It is us who start talking in circles about his second coming when we outright reject what Jesus said immediately after the tribulation. "Of those days you shall see the Son of Man." This is in verse 29 through 31. Jesus did not say in John 14:6, "I am the way, the half-truth, and I lie." Neither did he suffer on the cross for 6 hours to tell us some statements that we can change with our pompous preaching. He said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words will not pass away," in verse 35. Paul writes, "Because they receive not the love of the truth, for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie." Discussion is closed. Usually prophecies that still need to be fulfilled are accompanied by another prophecy that is already fulfilled. This is to inspire our faith that the prophecy that still needs to happen will also come to pass. In verse 1 and 2, Jesus said concerning the temple, "There shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down." The fulfillment was on August 10th in 70 AD. The Roman soldiers, under the command of General Titus, went out of control and burned down the temple. The gold melted and ran down between the foundation stones. In order to get to the gold, the soldiers left no stone unturned that was not thrown down. Jesus gives us various timely signs. We are now in the middle of this. Just watch the news. I will spare you the shocking statistics. "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars," in verse 6. Verse 7 says, "There shall be famines," heartrending to observe, "and pestilences," HIV, swine and bird flu, SARS, Ebola, Zika, COVID, more to come. Then we have earthquakes. Natural disasters are growing in strength and frequency. The one last year was claiming 50,000 plus lives. "These are the beginning of sorrows, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake," it says in verse 9. And then it says in verse 12, "Iniquity shall abound." We have the vicious virtual gaming. The love of many grows cold. Virtual becomes reality. And Daniel 12:4 says, "Many will run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased." Well, you can Google the stats. We go on with chapter 24, verse 13 and 14. It says, "He that shall endure till the end, he shall be saved." And this gospel of the kingdom, to endure to the end, shall be preached in all the world and to all nations, and then shall the end come. The final end stretch. "When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the temple," he that reads this, let him understand. In other words, don't just read, understand. This is important. Do grasp this. "Then flee, run, don't delay, for then shall be great tribulation," it says in verses 15 to 21. Now we go to the book of Daniel. In Daniel 9, 24 to 27, which is the cornerstone for all of Bible prophecy, he gives the timeline of 70 sevens, when the major events will occur. He tells us that at the end of the 70 sevens, the Most Holy, that is Jesus, will be anointed as King of the earth. He also gives us the exact year of the Messiah's crucifixion. But in verse 27, he explains that the last 7 years start with the confirming of the covenant, a political economic peace pact. In the middle of the last 7 years, the abomination of desolation will replace the animal sacrifice. Now, this occurs in the newly built third Jewish temple. So the abomination of desolation that Jesus refers to is the same as the abomination of Daniel 9:27. And this happens in the middle of the last 7 years. 3.5 years are left. This 3.5 year period, Jesus says, is the Great Tribulation. Please download the timeline of the 77's prophecy from Daniel. This 3.5 year time frame is cited 3 times in Daniel and 5 times in Revelation as time, times and half a time, 42 months, or 1260 days. Back then we had the lunar calendar of 360 days per year. 1260 divided by 360 is 3.5 years. The tribulation will be the litmus test of our mettle. Verse 22 says, except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. The Antichrist, the devil incarnate, is out to destroy all of mankind. The 10 years of the Antichrist and false prophet finish when the 7 years end with the return of Jesus, immediately after the tribulation. Here we see the bridge between the book of Daniel and Revelation, as the abomination is the same as the image of the beast of Revelation chapter 13. Once we believe what Jesus said in Matthew 24, all the puzzle pieces of Revelation fall into place. The book of Revelation is mainly focused on these last 3.5 years, during which we see Satan and his demons cast out into the earth, the sealing of the saints, the 7 tribulation trumpets, the false prophet, the 2 witnesses in Jerusalem, the image and the mark of the beast, 666, ending with the invasion of Israel, the nuclear war, Babylon destroyed, Jesus returning on time, as he has promised, after the tribulation. Then we have the marriage supper in heaven, and on earth the 7 vials of atomic aftermath, Armageddon, and the millennium of peace. But not knowing brings fear. People have said, don't talk to me about Revelation, it scares me. Well, this is because of not knowing. But God's word gives us faith and knowledge to know what is ahead, so we can be spiritually prepared and have the testimony of Jesus, as it says in Revelation 19:10, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. No other period in all of history has more specific predictions in the Bible than the short 3.5 year time span prior to Jesus' return. Yet much confusion and disunity is created about when he will return. 2 Peter 3, verse 3 to 5 says, in the last days there will be scoffers, saying, where is the promise of his coming? And so they are willingly ignorant. In Matthew 25, verses 1 through 4, it says, they all slumbered and slept, in the hope that Jesus takes us up before the tribulation. Now is not the time to sleep, but to gather oil and to memorize and study. Please download this pamphlet, Vital Scriptures, and memorize those scriptures. It says, the wise took oil, the wise shall understand. Jesus said, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. They knew not until the flood came and took them all away. In Matthew 24, 37 to 39. People might not have known, but Noah knew, and he warned the people. Nevertheless, they refused to listen. However, Noah, being warned of God, moved with fear, prepared an ark to save his house. It says in Hebrews 11:7. Noah and his sons rolled up their sleeves, and they went to work and built the ark to survive the flood. For us, it'll be a flood of lies coming from the Antichrist and the false prophet's mouth. Revelation 12:15. Knowing the truth is our ark to survive the flood of lies. Then what about the thief in the night? Paul writes, "For you know well that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night." But he continues with, "You are not in darkness that that day should overtake you as a thief." 1 Thessalonians 5 verses 2 and 4. Another remarkable prophecy. The Lord shall come and all his saints, and in that day his feet will stand upon the Mount of Olives, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the middle. Half will move towards the north, and the other half towards the south. It says in Zechariah 14 verses 5 and 4. The coming fulfillment in 1964 was discovered a crack east to west in the mount on the fault line. October 2014, the Jerusalem Post warns of a big coming earthquake. "It'll happen for sure. It is only a question of when," says Shmuel M., professor of geophysics, Tel Aviv University. Also download the pamphlet Armageddon, then you will know about the earthquake and when it will happen. God's prophets are well informed. Surely the Lord God does nothing except he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets. Amos 3:7. Revelation 10:7 says, "The mystery of God shall be finished as he has declared to his servants, the prophets." Joel 3:14 says, "Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near." Now this pamphlet is adapted from the little book, The Scriptural Alternative to the Many Second Coming Theories. Please download and study A Man of Sufficient Stature, Part 1 and Part 2, which are two short booklets to give you the details and scriptures to not be deceived by the lies and propaganda, but to come out on top as a winner. At the site, johanpeters.in, you find 65 plus pamphlets like these on many subjects, from creation to science to kingdom come, plus 9 books. Other sites sell my books, but here all downloads are free, no cookies, no info requests, so we can spread the news.